The State Transportation Department is proposing to make the Bethel Airport a 24/7 operation. Shane Iverson has more from member station KYUK.
Thursday night dropped wet, heavy snow on Bethel. At the airport, all available DOT staff is clearing the runways. Rosalind Hoffman is the only worker not operating a vehicle. She's in the office. Hoffman says they were able to clear the big runway for the morning flights.
The number one priority is the big runway. That makes the jets accessible to land.
Those jets bring in people and cargo, usually from Anchorage. Meanwhile, passengers and freight waiting to travel to villages on smaller airplanes will wait while the smaller runways are cleared.
On a snowy day, you know, their flights could get delayed.
The staff will go on to clear the smaller runways and shoulders and parking areas. It's a busy morning of work. The Bethel Airport is the second busiest airport in all of Alaska, according to recent information compiled by the state's DOT. Roger Weatherall is the department's chief communications officer.
The Bethel Airport conducts more than 120,000 flights annually, carrying about 300,000 passengers every year.
The Department of Transportation is proposing a plan aimed at increasing the reliability of the airport. They want to add staff and maintenance to turn the airport into an all-hours airport.
The need is there, and if we can provide that, then certainly that would bring great benefit to the people of the region.
The Department of Transportation estimates the cost of the change to be about $900,000. That's the request they recently submitted to the Office of Management and Budget.
A primary concern of safety, safety and health-related issues, such as medevacs. And if there are medevacs occurring in the middle of the night, then you need to have access to clear and safe runways.
Weatherall says the request has heavy support from the airline industry.
The airport is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. It offers, air carriers the opportunity to expand their operations as well.
The proposal will be considered in the upcoming legislative session, which will start January the 18th of next year. I'm Shane Iverson.